So recently I had a doctor ask me what I do. Their response to hearing what I do is actually quite surprising. It inspired me to make this video to really share with you when I have conversations with doctors and therapists about what's really going on. And the reason why I wanted to make this video in particular is because I thought it was a great example to help you understand the landscape of healthcare, of recovery. Because you don't just recover in a vacuum. It has a lot to do with the medical space. It has a lot to do with how mental health is treated and looked at. And if you can understand the landscape, it'll help you understand why it's so difficult to get help. Why, when you've gone to your doctors for anything else, they seem to resolve it very quickly. But when it comes to anxiety or when it comes to this, it's very difficult. Why therapists have such a difficult time. Almost every time I have conversations with them, by the end, they're so enthusiastic, excited, and more importantly, supportive of the work we do. So I want to break down the nuances. Now, before I break that down, just make sure to watch this video in its entirety. This isn't one of like those videos that's like a quick dopamine spike that, you know, just helps you with assurance seeking. Pay attention. I hope this video is going to be really helpful. It's a little bit different than what I'm used to filming, but I hope you enjoy it. So let's go. This doctor that approached me, very similar. It's, you know, I have a lot of friends that are doctors. And, you know, I'm just around a lot of people that either have family members that are doctors or are doctors themselves. In this particular case, I was actually hanging out with a friend whose mom was a doctor. She was here visiting and she was a family practitioner. And I was talking to her and, you know, she happened to ask me, she said, you know, what do you do? So I tend to be very like subtle when I tell people what I do. I don't tell them right away. I basically say we help people overcome anxiety and panic attacks and go back to living. She was just so fascinated. She was like, okay, explain to me the process. How does this work? And the example I always give to doctors is, have you ever had patients that are coming in that are experiencing intense symptoms, but then when you do all their lab work, they're fine? And she's like, all the time. This happens literally all the time. And I say, great. My job is to prevent them from constantly coming into your office and wasting your time. I teach them how to overcome it so that this way you can focus on patients that actually need medical attention. And she says, that's fascinating. That's amazing. But how do you do that? Because I have so many patients. They just won't leave me alone. They keep coming back. They find something new. And so when this happens, I break it down further. Now, look, if you're new to the channel, if you don't know the principles of recovery, if you're really interested in that, I have a free ebook. You can click the link down below. It tells you how the principles of recovery are. And so I gave her basically a rundown of that book and how we approach it. And the way I described it to her, which is, see, when these people are coming in, they're experiencing intense symptoms and they're not given an answer. They're just told that there's nothing wrong. Now, this is not the doctor's fault. From a doctor's perspective, and every doctor I speak with, they don't have a lot of time with you. I say, you know, these people need more education and more guidance. They need more hand-holding. And so it's not a 15-minute conversation where they'll be like, oh, okay, that's what it is, and then go back to living. Right? It takes time. It takes practice. And so anytime I talk to doctors about this, they feel so relieved because doctors are always putting out fires. There's always something going on. They're always restrained when it comes to time. The reason why I describe it the way I do to doctors is because, well, my goal is so that they're not bombarded with people that are just dealing with anxiety that just need some education and some guidance. They can focus on people that have actual health issues, right? Which is what the doctors are trying to focus on. Now, you might be thinking that, okay, the doctors are saying there's nothing medically wrong. So what the doctors can do is two things. Medication, right? And that's where psychiatrists come in. They're specialized in medication. And they can refer you to a therapist. What tends to happen is when I speak with these medical professionals, with these clinicians, they tend to ask, okay, but how is this different from therapy? And what I was telling to this doctor is that the therapy world tends to focus more on management. They don't focus on principles of recovery the way we do. The strategies that they use are more short term. And while these strategies are helpful, it subtly reinforces the fact that anxiety always has to be managed. And there will always be people that feel like they don't want to just manage anxiety. They want to overcome it. They want to go back to living. They are what I like to describe as someone who wants a full life. And the second issue that happens is that therapists tend to look at anxiety as a mind problem. So if you notice in healthcare, and doctors understand this, doctors understand that healthcare is very fragmented, meaning that let's say if you have a hormone issue, you go to an endocrinologist. If you have a digestive issues, you go to a gastroenterologist. If you have a neurological issue, you go to a neurologist. Everyone has a specialty and it's very fragmented. But what's happened is that there's also a fragmentation when it comes to therapy and healthcare, which is healthcare is focused on physiology, on bodily issues, and therapy is exclusively on the mind. But when you're dealing with panic attacks, when you're dealing with health anxiety, when you're dealing with intense physical symptoms, when you're dealing with intrusive thoughts, depersonalization, derealization, you fall in the intersection of both of these things. So neither solution in isolation is helpful. These patients or these people struggling with anxiety are never told why they're experiencing physical symptoms. So they will go into these mind issues, but they still feel like there's something medically wrong. They feel like there's something being neglected. They feel like something is being disregarded. And that's why even when people go to therapy, it doesn't get to the root cause. The focus isn't on recovery. It's just focused on short-term fixes. Now, I want you to understand that this isn't a personal therapist issue problem. Therapists recognize this gap as well. When people are being guided by us in the recovery journey, many people are therapists themselves. They recognize this gap in the therapy world in itself. The fact that a lot of the focus tends to be on talk therapy, on coping strategies. There are certain therapists that do understand nervous system sensitization, but that tends to require additional education. And oftentimes, therapists aren't specializing in health anxiety or panic attacks. Most therapists in your network or in your city deal with a lot of things. They probably help with marriage counseling. They help with relationship issues. They help with clinical diagnoses like, bipolar, depression, anxiety. So they tend to be a little bit more generalist. So going into these subspecialties in many ways, right? Like anxiety is, in my opinion, a very specialized field. It requires additional education. And it's not part of the standard education that therapists have. Now, look, you can go much deeper into this, right? Like, we can also acknowledge the fact that therapists are taught according to the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. And in that manual, it's used to identify, based on certain criteria, what someone has. And it conveys anxiety as something that's considered chronic. It's natural for them to approach this as something that you'll always deal with, when really it's not a mind issue, it's a nervous system issue. And then there's also an issue with nervous system sensitization, which is not something that's taught about often. For my personal healing journey, once I understood nervous system sensitization, it made so much more sense for why I was experiencing these symptoms. It started my fearless journey. And as I recognized that these symptoms weren't dangerous, they were just a side effect of a nervous system that allowed me to let the symptoms be there and to just learn to self-regulate. When the symptoms were coming up, just letting them pass through me, not trying to fight it, not trying to resist it. Basically opening up that window of tolerance, right? Once you get good at that, then it's about living your life. What we do at Bye Bye Panic and what I do and what the whole purpose of this channel isn't to fit in into the healthcare space or the therapy space. I think those by themselves still don't address the problem because I think there's still a gap, which is understanding the mind-body connection and understanding this deeper layer of education. The last thing I'll mention is that even if therapists knew, it still is very difficult because therapists are also put under a lot of pressure. They do one-on-one clients, patients, so they speak with people one-on-one. When you're going through this, it feels like you're the only one that's going through this. And so in our program, we focus a lot on the community aspect so that you see other people that are dealing with the exact same thing as you, and you think that would trigger you, but it actually doesn't because they're actually doing better. They're overcoming their symptoms, right? They're just a little bit further along on their healing journey. Being around people that are also going through this, kind of like group therapy in some ways, normalizes what you go through. But we always come from the frame that you can overcome this. And when you start seeing people overcome this, it becomes natural. It just makes you realize that, okay, there's just a gap in the healthcare space that, you know, I slipped into. And, you know, now that I know the principles, now I know what to do to overcome it. This is a conversation I have with a lot of doctors and therapists. And quite honestly, I get amazing feedback from them. They tell me, they tell their clients or their patients a lot about the work I do as well. It's really awesome, the work that we do. And you know, I'm really glad. And it's exciting to see doctors and therapists so excited from the work we do. So I just wanted to give you this context because I think it would be very important for you to understand this landscape. I don't talk too much about the landscape in most of my videos. And honestly, I don't see anybody on the internet really talking about these gaps, specifically when it comes to anxiety recovery. So I hope this video helps. I hope it helps you focus on long-term freedom. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.